WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, where shows like The Late Show and The Tonight Show are set to welcome audiences once again now that the writer's strike is over. Entertainment Tonight's Kevin Frazier.
They will come back and it'll add a little bit of normalcy to the whole television universe because we've missed them. And I think those guys are excited. You've already seen promos that are being put out. So, you know, it is time and it's a bit of normalcy and it's something that we have missed.
Striking actors go back to the bargaining table in the morning. Well, while Hollywood hopes to get back to work, tens of thousands of hospitality workers, healthcare workers, and auto workers are demanding better pay and benefits. Tom Waite with CBS Los Angeles.
Las Vegas hospitality workers are hoping for a deal in the coming days with casinos on the Strip. They voted to authorize a walkout if no agreement is reached.
We're going to bring the best damn contract we've seen in our life.
And as more auto workers join the picket line this week, the biggest healthcare strike in U.S. history may start Wednesday.
Supreme Court justices are getting back on the job Monday for a new term. CBS's Jen Crawford looks at that docket.
One of the most closely watched cases coming up, the authority of federal agencies, the unelected so-called administrative state, and whether the court will say it has too much power. The justices are considering whether to overturn a 40-year-old precedent that told judges to defer to administrative agencies if the law Congress passed wasn't clear.
A challenge to House leadership is expected to follow last week's funding shutdown. CBS's Nicole Killian.
Congressman Matt Gaetz blasted House Speaker Kevin McCarthy for working with Democrats. The Florida Republican accused the Speaker of reneging on a pledge to rein in spending and threatened a motion to remove him from the speakership this week.
I'll survive. You know, this is personal with Matt. He's more interested in securing TV interviews than doing something. He wanted to push us into a shutdown. Bring it on. Let's get over with it and let's start governing.
House Republicans were split on the potential move.
A civil trial begins in New York City to determine damages after former President Trump and his companies were found liable for fraud. CBS's Graham Cates says Trump is expected in court in person on day one.
New York State Judge Arthur Engoron ruled ahead of trial that the Trumps and the company were liable for persistent fraud over the years. He also ordered the dissolution of many Trump companies.
She's still the GOAT. Simone Biles at the World Gymnastics Championships in Belgium becomes the first woman to do the Yurochenko double pike with the vault now to be named after her. It'll be named the Biles 2. Because, of course, she already has one named after her. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knotel, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, Friday, September 29th. Greg Bach is on the board. My good friend, radio legend, Carol Kane is here.
Yes, I am.
We're on the We're Not Dead Yet tour, Carol and
well,
I.
Maybe 1 foot's in.
1 foot's in, but
we're
still here.
1 foot maybe in, yeah.
We got lots of stuff coming up on today's show, but first, we have...
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
My fingers went all crazy on me. Baby watch news.
Baby watch news.
We have breaking water news.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Breaking water news. She's here.
She is here.
The little one is here. Kristen is mom. Kristen. Mike is now dad. Samson. We got the news yesterday afternoon.
Right.
And we've seen some pictures.
Congratulations.
And she is perfect and adorable.
And so is the baby.
And
oh,
yes.
Oh, see what I did there?
Yes. And everybody's doing fine. And the plan is that Kristen will join us live at 11:50. So
mm-hmm. Good.
Last break of the show, Kristen's going to join us on the phone and check in and let us know how everybody is doing. Greg and I know the name. We know her name. We're not going to tell you.
Yeah, I asked, and you wouldn't tell me either.
No,
so
you're going to have to wait.
Okay.
You're going to have to wait. However, we do have special bumper music picked out for the entire show.
Okay.
So the songs might be the artist who's singing, might be the title of the song.
So this is a game we're going to play for the next 2 hours, trying to figure out who her name is?
What her name is. These are your hints. There are hints contained in the bumper music.
Yep.
That you will hear throughout the course of the show. And if you want to make a guess, you can always text us at 844-967-2789. There's no prize or anything, just bragging rights involved if you figure it out. But we're not going to do the reveal until Kristen joins us at 11:50.
The only reveal that we have is that the knowledge that her life has changed completely.
Absolutely. Forever. And the pictures that she shared with us were just...
adorable.
So cute.
Right.
She's
adorable.
She's got a great head of hair, just like mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have more details later on.
Yeah.
So stick around for that.
Okay.
You sound like a proud grandma.
I feel like a proud grandma. When she texted us yesterday afternoon...
Oh, yeah.
I literally got all weepy.
She sent a message. She goes, are my messages going through? And I'm like, what do you mean?
What?
And I'm like, what do you mean? No.
We don't know. So then she had to re-text couple pictures.
Okay.
And very, very exciting. So we will get to more of that later on in the show. To kick things off, however, we are going to start. Well, first of all, I want to acknowledge the loss of Dianne Feinstein.
Yes.
I do think she had a remarkable life and she had a remarkable career. She became California's first female senator and went on to serve 6 terms, the longest of any woman in Senate history. And her political career was forever changed by the assassination of two of her colleagues, Dianne Feinstein, gone at the age of 90.
Well, you know, I mean, it was a life well lived, obviously.
Absolutely.
You know, a life of service completely. You gotta give high props to somebody who's willing to do that for the better part of their adult life. But in recent days,
it was difficult.
Yeah,
it was difficult. And I think what's unfortunate is that because that memory is so fresh, it's easy to forget all the other things that she accomplished and
right.
what a trailblazer that she was.
Right.
Because as you said, the last couple of years, obviously it was obvious she was in decline.
Mm-hmm.
So, just remember the other things that she did, because
right.
she really did accomplish some pretty astonishing things.
Yeah, absolutely. Without a doubt. And it's something that, I always say things like that. It's like it's a calling, because it's not a job to them. It's a calling. And I don't care which side of the fence you're on. If you've got somebody who has dedicated their entire life to a life of service for the people of the United States, that is a calling. Period. End of story. So,
and I also think, at least if you're a senator, I've heard the perks are pretty good too.
Oh, without a doubt.
Just the health care alone.
I know, right?
Yeah, anyway, without a doubt.
Anyway, rest in peace, Dianne Feinstein.
Absolutely.
And yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Moving on.
Okay.
This jumped out at me for several different reasons. So the question is, Tay-Tay, is she a nay or a yay for democracy? And we're talking about Taylor Swift. Last week on Voter Registration Day, Taylor Swift texted out to her, I believe it's 336 million
she's pretty popular.
Followers on social media.
Right, right.
To promote Voter Registration Day. And so 35,000 people actually signed up to vote.
Okay.
Which is great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a start, considering she has over 300 million followers, but it's a good place to start.
Without a doubt. I mean, and in all honesty, for somebody, she's young. She's very young, obviously. She
33.
She hit it really big when she was really
young. A teenager,
young. Yeah. So the fact that, because there are so many people that are out there that don't give a rat's anymore, and they don't want to vote. And it's just like, it's nice to have somebody be proactive enough to try and get young people out there to vote.
Yes. For sure.
You know, I've always been a huge proponent with my children of, you know, making sure that they know how important it is to vote. I think I've made it very clear to you, too, that I don't even know how they vote. I don't ask them. It's none of my business.
Just so they vote. Yes.
And I don't know, you know, I don't care who you vote for. Once you get into that poll and that's your, I don't even ask Lou anymore. We don't even talk about it. It's just like, just do it. Do it. Right. Right.
Well, so the fact that she got 35,000 people to sign up to vote prompted a couple of different articles in some very different publications. Will Bunch is a columnist for the Philadelphia Inquirer. And here is the headline: Can Taylor Swift save U.S. democracy if Joe Biden can't? Here's an idea for 2024. And essentially, Will Bunch suggests that other celebrities with the status of a Taylor Swift should do the same thing in encouraging their followers to get involved in the political process, which I don't think is a bad idea, but I also think that they have. We've had a lot of celebrities.
We have a lot of celebrities that are participatory when it comes to that kind of thing, as long as they don't start pushing
their agenda.
Yes.
It's just
Register to vote and then
get out there to vote.
Right. I don't want to hear anything one side of the fence or the other as to how you think I should vote. Keep that to yourself. Once again, I will vote my conscience. I will vet my candidates. I will do everything I possibly can to make the best possible decision that I think I can. I just don't want you telling me who to vote for.
Right.
Just tell me to go and vote.
And get involved in the process.
Right.
So on the one hand, we have Will Bunch with the Philadelphia Inquirer, who says, this is great. You know, go for it. More celebrities should do this. On the other side, at the Federalist, columnist Mark Hemingway. His headline says, Taylor Swift's popularity is a sign of societal decline. Dun, dun, dun. Taylor Swift is a sign of the impending apocalypse.
Oh, pump the brakes, dude. Come on.
He doesn't like her lyrics, Carol.
Well, okay, fine. So you don't like her music?
I don't know that her music is necessarily aimed at him.
Listen, let me just say this. I am not, I know this goes against many people's opinion. She's not my cup of tea. She's not for me. You know, I'm Methuselah at this particular point. I could be her grandmother.
Right.
So I, you know, I come from the classic rock era, and that's the kind of stuff that I listen to. But I see her concerts, and they're packed. I saw Aaron Rodgers shaking his booty. He was out there having fun with Taylor Swift. So apparently, you know, I just shut up.
He stands by the fact it's a mistake to read too much in the way of politics or feminism into the appeal of Taylor Swift. But given her popularity, it's a chicken or egg proposition about whether the cultural avatar of millennial females is famous for being near constantly romantically aggrieved. Even TikTok is full of videos of women insisting, no, really, it's great being 29 and unmarried and childless. I don't want that at all. I get to sleep in on the weekends and learn how to make shit.
What's he talking about?
Sashimi. Again, that
this is rambling.
I know. Taylor Swift is the sign of the impending apocalypse and societal decline.
Oh, then we're going to have so much fun.
I know, right? Shake it off. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Jake from Milwaukee is joining us. Good morning, Jake. What's going on?
Hi, Jake.
Hey, yeah, I would love to call more, but I'm usually, you know, working. There's, like, I don't know, a lot of people don't know this, but Taylor Swift, and I'm not a big fan of her music, but she's seems like a pretty cool person, has been idolized by the right, especially neo-Nazis and others, as the perfect Aryan woman.
Oh.
And if you go and you look back into some of that, you know, they really liked her as that. But she obviously doesn't at all, because she's not. And I have a feeling that some of this, and it's good for her, she wants millennials to get out because she is sick of this. She is sick of that kind of politics and racism. And this is just my opinion, but in order to do that, she needs, in her legacy, she needs to stamp those people down, and they are beginning to dislike her more and more.
Oh, for sure. And then they're afraid of her influence too, right, Jake?
Exactly. She's a woman. She does, you know, she's stuff. So, you know, I think, you know, she's becoming.
Jake, we're coming up on the, we're right up now against the wall with a break here. Thank you so much for calling. Tom, I see you on the line. Don't hang up. 844-967-2789. We'll come back with this after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been the
this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 63. Monday, sunshine and 85. Monday night, mostly clear with a low of 64. Chance of showers and thunderstorms from Tuesday night into Wednesday. That'll cool things down. We'll see a high near 70 on your Wednesday, and it will be breezy.
Currently, 69 degrees.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
1FM.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started in to hum. Still, it's a real good bet. The best is yet to come.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Mantner in for Kristen Bry. Carol Kane is my co-host today. We have Greg Bach on the board. And just to remind you, the little one is here. She arrived yesterday afternoon.
Yep.
All
yep.
morning long, as we go in and out of breaks, the music that you hear are giving you clues as to our new baby's name.
Do we know the size of this young lady?
We don't have a lot of details yet.
Okay.
But Kristen's going to join us at 11:50. We'll do the big reveal.
Okay.
If you have an idea of what her name is, you can always text it to us at 844-967-2789. Okay. We're not going to reveal it, though, until the end. And this is just for bragging rights. There's no fabulous prize involved.
Yeah, there's nothing.
All right. We're talking right now about, can Taylor Swift save democracy? On the one hand, you have Will Bunch from the Philadelphia Inquirer, who thinks her involvement in politics is great. On the other hand, you have this guy from the Federalist, who basically says she is the sign of the impending apocalypse. So... Boy, where do you come down on this? I just think it's hilarious. 844-967-2789. Tom is on the line. Thank you so much, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
How are you doing? Go ahead, Tom.
I love Jake as a caller. When he calls in from Milwaukee, he's always great. And, you know, second, we the people means government. And that's something that the conservatives do not understand. They want it to be I rather than we and us. Taylor Swift has a song actually for the guy from the Federalist. It's called "You Need to Calm Down," and that seems to be something he needs to do. He needs to chill out. Taylor Swift, they're gonna really, really be upset when they find out that Taylor Swift is actually calls herself and is a Christian. They're gonna hate that part because she actually follows what Christ actually did, which was help the poor and the sick and, you know, all of those different things that are in the Beatitudes. They're also going to hate the fact that, you know, she is a strong, competent, successful woman, which for some reason they want women all to be like in. And if anyone hasn't seen it, go watch The Handmaid's Tale. That's the world that the people on the right in the fascist regime would love to see. They would love to see women bowing down to their men and not having a voice of any kind. And if they get educated, take out their tongues, all these different things. I mean, we think that that might be hyperbolic, but it's not. These people are exactly what they show, and we should really, really be watching and paying attention and follow someone like Taylor Swift, who's really just about positive and love. And she would say that they need to calm down.
Thank you so much, Tom. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. You can call and or text. Texter from the 541. Are these celebrities like Taylor Swift encouraging people to vet their candidates before they vote? That I don't know. And I don't believe she's telling people how to vote.
I don't think so.
She's just telling them to get involved in the process.
Right, right.
Of voting. Which, again, she got 35,000 people, 35,000 people to sign up last week during voter registration day, which is pretty great.
Right. I have not seen any indication that she's telling people how to vote. Now, the far right, the fact that they are kind of backing her doesn't surprise me at all, just because of the fact of her country roots when she started.
Sure.
You know, that they have a tendency to be more conservative when it comes to that musical genre. But she's now since kind of, you know, morphed into the pop world and that kind of a thing.
Right.
But so it doesn't surprise me that there are people that gravitate towards her for that. But I don't think she's done anything to encourage it. Doesn't seem to me. I mean, every time I see her, she's accepting an award. She's one of the most accomplished female singers I have ever encountered.
Good heavens, Taylor Swift has affected the global economy.
Oh.
Along with Beyonce.
Right.
With these huge tours that they just did. I mean, they have had remarkable economic ramifications.
Right.
Because they're so successful.
Right, exactly.
Which is pretty great.
If you want to... If you want to read something, here's the thing. Can we stop reading into this crap? Why do we have to have this all, you know, we have to read into what she's doing when all she's doing is saying, go vote. Why do we have to project all of this crap one way or the other?
Because it sells. Because it sells. And that's like angertainment.
We're talking about it right now.
That gets
the attention this dude wants.
Yeah. That's true. I'm not going to say his name again, so we're done with that.
Okay.
And we do have one more text from the 262, and this is a guess for little Bri Samson's name. The obvious choice in my mind is Marjorie Taylor Bri.
Oh. You are banned from the show.
Ouch. I can guarantee you. It is not that.
That's not it.
It is not that. All right. We're coming up to the break. We're going to take a look at the news after the break. It is going to be the best, the worst, and the laughable of the week. And just a reminder as well, all the musical bumps in and out today are giving you clues as to the name of our newest Civic Media member. The little girl arrived yesterday afternoon. So if you want to take a guess, 844-967-2789. Greg Bach, Carol Kane, Jane Matinier. We will be back. You're listening to As Wisconsin, As Goes Wisconsin. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wait till you're locked in my embrace. Wait till I draw you near. Wait till you see that sunshine place. Ain't nothing like it here. Best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine. And you're...
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. Here in New York, late night hosts and their writers are preparing to make people laugh again. Entertainment Tonight's Kevin Frazier.
It'll be interesting to see how it goes and what they'll have to say about the strike and all this time they've missed and what kind of jokes and gags they will have to do because of the strike.
Screen actors are still on strike, along with auto workers and possibly soon tens of thousands of healthcare workers. Larry Harris is a USC economics professor.
Workers feel powerful. Unemployment rate is low. And so workers are feeling confident that they can strike for higher wages.
Former President Trump's expected in person for a civil trial in New York to determine damages from fraud.
Last week, Judge Arthur Engoron ruled Trump and the Trump Organization repeatedly overvalued properties and lied about his net worth, all while pursuing favorable bank loans.
Correspondent Skylar Henry, CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes, Melissa. That was like 12 years ago. What do you think the hangup is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He shouldn't even have BLTs that are a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs.
So do I.
The one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude. I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far this segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Under the helmet with the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and 3 TDs against a JV team.
Oh, my and, God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in the face. Okay. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
As Goes Wisconsin, Jane Matnier in for Kristen Bry. I am joined by my friend and longtime colleague, Carol Kane, and Greg Bach is on the board. 844-967-2789. Anytime you want to call and check in, just a reminder, we're going to be talking to Kristen. The baby is here. Yes. She arrived yesterday afternoon. So we're going to talk to Kristen coming up at 11:50.
Okay.
And get all the details. Yeah. We don't know. We saw a picture. We know right. She has lots of hair, but we don't know how long, you know, how tall she is,
right?
How much she weighed. So we'll get all those details coming up at 11:50 all morning long as we bump in and out of the breaks. There's a musical hint as to what the little girl's name is.
Right. So we just heard the theme from The Godfather.
We did. So if you have an idea, if you want to take a guess.
I got nothing.
844. Good. Because I don't want. 844-967-2789. We're not going to reveal until Kristen joins us at 11:50, and there's no prize involved.
Okay.
It's just bragging rights.
So. I just want to hear about the whole, because I'm going to tell you the story about my daughter's birth, because it's an epic fail on the part of my husband. Epic fail. So my daughter Elizabeth is 34 years old, and I still cannot forget this. So here's what happens. I go into labor. Lou drives me down to the hospital, and he said, I'll make this as short as possible. He says, okay, it's going to be a while. Doc's like, it's going to be a while. So Lou goes, okay, I'm going to go home and take care of Elsa T. Washington. That was our dog. He said, and I will be right back. Liar.
Uh-oh.
Anyhow, so what happens is, this is before the advent of cell phones. You have to understand this. So the doctor comes in, and Liz has flipped, and he's like, we have to do an emergency C-section.
Oh, no.
We have to do an emergency C-section. So he said, get a hold of your husband. So I'm calling the house and calling the house and calling the house. No answer, no answer, no answer. So I finally said to the nurse, I go, here's the name of a woman. I get her down here because I'm not doing this by myself, right? So my girlfriend Barb takes a cab down to the hospital. I'm still looking for Lou. And they finally just said, we can't wait any longer. We got to go.
Oh, no.
So they strap you down for an emergency C-section. And all of a sudden, the doctor comes in and he goes, he's here. He's here. I don't know where he's been, but he's got flowers. So then they've got they put the sheet up because it's a C-section.
Right.
So he comes around. His eyes are like saucers. He comes around and he's standing next to my head. And he's saying, oh, I'm sorry, I'm late. And I looked at him. I go, have you been drinking?
He went out for a couple of drinks.
He was walking through the neighborhood, walking the dog, poured himself a cocktail. Hey, we're having a baby. Hey, we're having a baby.
Oh, no.
And then, oh, it gets better. So then they take Elizabeth. They get her out. He goes around by the doctor, and he's like a major league catcher. He's standing there. And all of a sudden, he peeks over the corner, and he goes, this is amazing, Carol. Your uterus is completely on the left side of your body. And I looked at him and I said, if you can't put it back, step away from the doctor.
Oh, that's hilarious, Carol.
So that's, yeah. So it started out, you know, the first birth was really epic. And I just looked at him, I go, you were walking around the neighborhood with a cocktail? Well, I thought we had time.
As one does. As one does.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, we'll find out what happened with Kristen and get all the details of the little one's arrival when she joins us at 11:50.
Excellent.
That is our best story of the week.
We have a couple of guesses that came through.
Okay.
From the 541. The name Delilah Jane Bray Sampson.
Delilah Jane.
I mean, that's a very beautiful name, but that is not the winner.
No, it is not.
No, it
yeah, but
not.
You know, sometimes names have power, and I'm not really sure Delilah would be a great one. You know, I'm not saying Delilah's a bad name, but there are some different connotations to the name Delilah.
You mean biblical?
Well, you know, she didn't have a great reputation. Let's put it that way.
Well.
Poor Delilah. Wow, okay.
I can't get Tom Jones out of my head either.
Well, and that's exactly what I thought of, yes. All right. Well, we will be taking your guesses all morning. If you get it right, we're not going to share it until Kristen joins us at 11:50. But we would love to know what you think.
And CJ texted in Melody Marie, which is a very pretty name.
That is a very pretty name.
But it is not correct.
That is not correct.
Hey, buddy, what was the second one? Melody what?
Marie.
Melody Marie.
Eminem?
I mean, sure.
Huh.
Not it.
No.
Okay. So that is the best is the baby news. The worst news of the week, at least what we all agreed on this morning, was last night's game between the Packers and the Lions.
Oh, my God. Was that horrible?
Did you watch the whole thing?
I did. It was painful. I couldn't. That whole first half was just such an. You want to talk epic fail. They just couldn't get any connection whatsoever. I didn't watch the whole thing because I got disgusted and I shut it off in the fourth quarter. So this morning when I woke up, I'm like, oh, did they rally at all? Because they were behind, like, Greg, wasn't it 27-3 at the half?
It was 27-3, yeah. They were getting pummeled at the outset.
I mean, spanked. Just spanked.
Wow.
I mean, I loved watching Jordan Love. When he ran in for the touchdown. I saw that. He was able to get around and he made it into the end zone. But I was surprised they even put 20 points on the board with the way they were playing. Their offense is needs some work. Let's put it that way. And you could tell.
So is it the O-line? Is it the offensive line?
The coach and at the post game, he said, we have got to change some stuff when it comes to the offense. We got to tweak this big. You could see he was visibly PO'd.
Really?
Visibly, yeah. He was mad.
Well, and especially since they did pretty well on Sunday. I mean, they were down in a big hole and then managed to bring that back in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but you know, the Lions have really bulked up, haven't they, Greg? They've really bulked up their line. These are big guys.
I mean, the fact that the Lions are winning is big enough as it is. I mean, and when we talked to JR yesterday, JR Radcliffe, and he said, you know, this Lions team is something to compete with now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. For the first time in a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a very long time.
Sorry, Detroit, but it has been a long time.
No, no, no. It's like being a Browns fan. You know, it's just
the Cleveland
like,
Browns.
Just, oh. I know. Isn't that wah, wah, wah. Carol, Debbie Downer. But I mean, no, the Lions, it's almost sad. You feel you got to give them credit for sticking by them.
Absolutely.
You know,
if you're a
Lions fan, then you've got tenacity. You've got tenacity. Good for you.
But look at all the years that the Packers were terrible. I mean, there were decades of awful.
Yeah, the Lindy Infante years.
Oh yeah,
that was bad.
Oh yeah, there were. I mean, the 70s and 80s until they got Favre were just excruciating.
Right, and
you stick with your team.
Right. Right. You're right. I mean, that's just, yeah, the Lindy Infante years was just embarrassing. You know, and I came from being a Packers fan, and I was with the Badgers when I went to Madison. They stunk when I was there. So it was just like, can I get a break anywhere? So when Favre came along.
Changed everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really did. And now, again, and we've talked about this, I believe you and I off the air. Well, we're spoiled now. Because we had
no doubt.
That great run with Favre. We had the great run with Aaron Rodgers.
Right, no doubt.
And it's just, well, we should always win. Well, yeah, it doesn't work like that.
But you know, this poor kid, he's been sitting in the wings for so long. It's very early. Give the guy a chance.
Oh, for sure.
And I think, you know, people say that he's, you know, not great in the locker room. I don't know that. I don't know that at all. But I will tell you this, for a kid of his age, he is poised and I think very professional when he stands in front of those cameras.
I agree. I agree. His whole demeanor is calm and chill.
Right.
And confident. You know?
Right. Right. Well, there's a reason he's there. He's got some skill.
Yeah.
We just have to... I mean, it's early, Jane. My God.
I know.
Come
on.
But
they're so impatient.
Well, yeah.
I want it now.
Yeah. Football fans, like with the basketball fans, they understand how to build teams. And they're like, all right, you know, like this whole thing with Dame Lillard. Like, they're like, all right, here we go. Baseball teams, we're always in a rebuilding. But football fans are like, you mean we don't have a Super Bowl right now?
Yeah.
Why don't we have a ring right now?
Well, because when you've got baseball and the NBA, the seasons are so long and there's a lot of time for you to be able to cultivate and get to where you need to be.
Right.
And I think that's part of the reason. Don't you think, Greg, that's why we are kind of a little impatient because the season's, 16 games?
Yeah. It goes quickly.
Yeah.
It does compared to, like you said, compared to basketball and the baseball season, which baseball is like 927 games.
And listen, congrats to the Brewers. Honestly, you know, let's focus on something great too.
For sure. And I know Greg was a little upset because the Packers news and certainly the Bucks news kind of dominated the last couple of days. And then the poor Brewers aren't getting any love for having clinched the division. So that's pretty great. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Gary from Sussex. Good morning, Gary. How
Hi,
you doing?
Gary. Gary, where'd you go there, big shooter?
What?
Go ahead. Good morning, Gary.
Oh, yeah. I have a name for Kristen's baby, Emma Jean.
Emma Jean.
Is that
Imogene.
Yeah. Oh, Imogene. That's like I-M-O-G.
No, not Emma.
Emma Jean.
That's a very beautiful name, but
it's not it, Gary.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Good guess.
I do want to talk about the Packers. Now, okay. Obviously, Jordan Love, we got to stand behind him. We're going to have some bad years, and we all knew it. Look at what we had two quarterbacks in a period of, 24 years. Chicago had, 24 quarterbacks in 24 years. Okay, so how we always end up getting these great quarterbacks is because we stand behind them, even though that they play bad. And he's going to play bad, but he's going to learn how to play. And he's, and like you said, he's got a great disposition about his poise. And when he can sit there and look at the cameras and talk calmly, that's great. We all get calm. Now, we need an offensive line to protect him because it was ridiculous how he got plummeted yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got sacked five times, didn't he?
Yeah. It was really sad. And the one in the end zone when they kind of grabbed him like a horse collar and he got rid of the ball, I thought that was going to be a safety right there. And he ended up throwing it to one of our tight ends, I think, got it. But, it looked bad. But we stand behind them, and we're going to be good. We're going to have, three quarterbacks in a period of 35 years.
That's not too bad. Know? Yeah, right. We're
got to stand behind them.
Yep. Thank you so much, Gary. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PURDY. I know we have to do this really quickly. The best and the worst and the laughable, I'm just going to say it, the GOP impeachment hearing yesterday was hilarious.
Oh my God.
It was hilarious.
What a something show. I mean, the thing is that they went up there like, we're going to do this.
We're going to prove.
Here it comes. And yeah. And then there are four people were like, yeah, there's not this.
Own witnesses. Yeah. The Republicans' own witnesses basically said, yeah, there's not enough there for impeachment. Nah. It was.
They haven't made a really good showing lately, have they? I literally, let's go back even to the debate. I was like, what are we watching?
Oh, that was a mess. That debate was a mess. And those moderators.
Terrible.
Terrible. Did a terrible, terrible, terrible job. All right. We are going to move on. We have our news quiz of the week, Carol versus Greg.
Oh, boy.
That's on the way. Stay right here. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 63. Monday, sunshine and 85. Monday night, mostly clear with a low of 64. Chance of showers and thunderstorms from Tuesday night into Wednesday. That'll cool things down. We'll see a high near 70 on your Wednesday, and it will be breezy. Right now, it's 68.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Back to As Goes Wisconsin, Jane Matinere in for new mom, Kristen Bry. I am joined by Greg Bach on the board. My good friend and colleague, Carol Kane, is the Friday co-host, and you're going to be with me
Every Friday until Kristen gets back. Right, every Friday through the end of the year.
And as we told you when we started the show, we are going to talk to Kristen about an hour from now. She will join us on the phone to check in since the little one came yesterday afternoon. Not telling you her name just yet, but we have been giving you hints with the bumper music and out of the breaks.
I'm terrible at this game.
We have two winners already, don't we?
We have two winners, folks. We had Tom from L.A., you got it, and Lynn from Oconomowoc, you got it as well.
Well done. No guesses.
So here we go. Yeah, just no guesses.
No guesses.
No guesses.
No. I'm just, I can't see Kristen being like, what's the word I'm like? I see her being kind of creative with a name.
As opposed to something like Anne, which is a lovely name, don't get me wrong.
Oh, man.
Did I just tick off all the Anns?
All the Anns are mad.
All the Anns are going to hate me now. No, but it's a more common name. So is Jane.
Yeah.
So Carol. No, you don't hear Carol anymore. Nobody names their kid Carol.
Give it 15 years.
It'll come back. You're probably right.
So, yeah, Tom and Lynn.
And Lynn, they get bragging rights. Well Very done. Nice. Bravo.
Very nice.
And we will do the big reveal again in about an hour when Kristen joins us via telephone. Right now, though, we are going to do our weekly news quiz. And today, Carol is facing off against Greg. And because Carol is our guest, you get to choose whether or not you would like to go first.
Sure. What the hell?
You're going to go first?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Here we go. Greg Bach. Question number one. Melbourne University in Australia announced the first ever international academic symposium on the impact of which pop star? Is it A, Beyonce, B, Rihanna, C, Taylor Swift, or D, Madonna?
Oh, heck. I'll do Beyonce.
Beyonce? No, that is not it. Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Taylor Swift. Well, Beyonce was a good guess, too.
They're all right up there. And I would have never even discounted Madonna. Because what she did, she changed the face of pop.
Yeah, like, she did. She really did.
Yeah.
No, Taylor Swift, the first ever academic symposium on the impact of Taylor Swift. So sign up. Melbourne University starting in next year, I believe. All right, Greg, over to you.
Yeah.
Which Wisconsin sports team made a big trade this week? Was it A, the Bucks, B, the Brewers, C, the Packers, D, the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders?
Oh, you couldn't have given me that one?
As much as I love them Dock Spiders, I got to go with the Bucks.
You are correct. It was the Milwaukee Bucks, of course, Damian Lillard.
Mm-hmm.
And goodbye, Giroux.
Goodbye, Giroux. Well, we hardly knew you.
We hardly knew you. All right. Greg's up one zip. Carol, number three. Yeah. NASA spacecraft recently dropped a capsule full of samples collected from an asteroid recently. What is the name of the spacecraft's next destination? So this is the next asteroid.
Are you kidding me? You give him the
It's multiple choice.
You give him
Work
the
with me. A, OSIRIS. B, Dimorphos. C, Apophis. Or D, Clem. Asteroid Clem.
I'll do the first one.
The first one is OSIRIS. Unfortunately, no. It is Apophis.
I'm an asteroid.
I'm really not liking you today.
My name is Clem. I'm an asteroid. I am 25 years old, and I am here to party.
All right, Greg Bach, number four.
Yeah, let's do it.
You're still up one zip. Wisconsin Representative Tom Tiffany recently expressing his grave concerns about which issue that is affecting Wisconsinites. Is it A, a lack of affordable child care? B, a lack of affordable housing? C, gun violence? Or D, keeping chocolate milk in schools?
That's a hard one.
I know.
I have to go with the hard work he's doing to make sure those kids have chocolate milk. That's what he's doing right now in Washington.
That is right.
We're paying that bill.
That's right. It's about the chocolate milk, Greg.
Yep.
Don't worry about that other stuff. It'll take care of itself. All right, Carol, five. Question number five.
I don't want to play anymore.
It'll go quick. During the Republican presidential debate this week, which candidate referred to the former president as Donald Duck? Was it A, Nikki Haley, B, Vivek Ramaswamy, C, Chris Christie, or D, Ron, no normal human being smiles like this, DeSantis?
Number two.
Vivek Ramaswamy?
Yeah.
No, it was Chris Christie. Sorry.
You know, mic drop, I'm out. I swear to God.
We're almost done. Number six, Greg.
Yeah.
Which birds not native to Wisconsin have recently been seen in the state?
You are kidding me.
Is it A, the long-wattled umbrella bird? The B, the kakapo?
Ooh.
C, flamingos? Or D, a shoebill?
It's my favorite hotel in Las Vegas. It's my favorite bird in Wisconsin. It's the flamingo, baby.
The flamingo. All right, this is a tiebreaker, although there's really no tie. Greg kind of smoked you.
Sorry, Carol.
3-0. I'll give you this one.
Well, she lobbed you the easy ones.
It just is the way they lined up. It's just the way they got put together last night. Here's the last one. You can do this.
Had you picked me first, you'd have wiped the floor with me. That's the choice.
That's the choice. All right. You'll get this one.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Actor David McCollum died this week at the age of 90.
Yes.
What was the name of the 1960s TV spy show that he starred in? Was it A, I Spy, B, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., C, Get Smart, or D, The Avengers?
He was the dude that played Dumbledore, right?
No.
No.
David McCollum, Scottish actor. He was on NCIS, but he was on a spy show in the 60s. Was it I Spy?
I Spy.
No. You never watched The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
No.
With Robert Vaughn?
No.
And David McCollum?
No.
Ilya Kadiakin?
I feel like, nope. I think it was all no's, Jane. Okay. All no's.
All right. Well done, Greg Bach.
Yeah, sure. Congratulations.
Sorry, my friend, Carol Kane.
Pat yourself on the back there, dude.
All right.
I am. I usually lose.
Coming up next hour, Dr. Mike fixes your life. Kristen's longtime friend, best friend, Dr. Michael McCutcheon, is joining us at 11:06 to talk about relationships and life things and all kinds of things. If you ever have a question, a lifestyle question, a life coach kind of question, you can always text it in at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We have the news coming up at the top of the hour. We will be back. I hope you will stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this
easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio
Network. You are listening
to
93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.